CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina, Buenos Aires, an election that is exciting to read the headlines. And I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who anticipated something big happening in Argentina the week before the election. I was cynical enough to believe the Peronistas cannot be defeated. There are too many of them. They've been in power for too many decades. And then, Mary, a very good evening to you. You anticipated a change. It's an earthquake, according to one metaphor. And now the campaign promises become real for Milei. There was the chainsaw. There was the inflation. There was the young people's vote. And then there was this term dollarization. What does that mean, Mary? And then we'll get on to when does it happen? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. Dollarization refers to recognizing the dollar as the legal tender in the country and closing down the central bank, which, of course, is the one that emits the peso, the Argentine peso. And one reason I think Milei won is because inflation is so high, on track to end the year, I think, at 180% for annualized. And the person he was running against is the Secretary of the Economy. So, you know, it was very hard for Sergio Massa, the Peronist, to make the argument that he was going to fix the problem when he's been at the helm and the problem has been getting worse. So that helped Milei a lot, both his promise to get rid of the peso and go to the use of the dollar, and also the bad track record of his opponent.
You explain how we got here into this mess, owing $144 billion to the IMF and other debts, because they were printing as many pesos as they need to pay their bill, which leads to huge inflation and means that the people are getting poorer all the time. That's the central bank. Is that why he's closing it, to take away those printing presses?
Yeah, I mean, in most countries where you have a central bank, in most democracies, you try to have the central bank act independently of the treasury so that, you know, the central bank just sticks with the amount of money that is necessary to keep price stability. And in the case of Argentina, what has happened over and over and over and over again, and this goes back, you know, 40, 50 years, is that when the government, the treasury, is spending a lot of money to satisfy its populist clients and, you know, all kinds of programs and so forth. Then they go to the international markets and the local markets and they try to borrow money. And then at some point they borrowed too much money and they still don't have enough money. And then they turn to the central bank and they say, print pesos. And that is a central bank that's not independent and that ends up driving the car right into the ditch. And that's what's been happening to Argentina over and over again. So Javier Milei said, listen, I don't care any more promises that you make me about your independence, about your price stability. You are not capable of doing it. I'm going to close you down and we're going to use going forward the dollar, period. And that will solve the price instability, which has been a main driver of all of the trouble in this country. Now, it is correct, people who oppose dollarization say, well, you still have the problem of the government overspending. You still have debt. You know, if you can't print pesos, you're going to default. And I would say that's true. But what dollarizing would do would stop the government from reaching into your pocket and devaluing the money that you earn and the money that you save. So it can default, but you would be able to hang on to your money. And that's the appeal of dollarization.
The victory was 56% to 44. That's a mandate, Mary. And you report there's $230 billion in coffee cans in dollars. Is that number real, 230?
Well, of course, that's an estimate. I think it's somewhere between 220 and 260 or something. So I tried to land, you know, in a conservative place with that. But the point is that much of Argentine mentality and even in practice is dollarized already.
Right.
I mean, people are already not interested in holding pesos as a way to save money. They may transact in pesos. You may still see pesos on a tag in the supermarket, but people are saving in dollars and they don't put those dollars in the banks because there is a history of the government also confiscating dollar deposits. And, you know, there are capital controls, which mean that if you have dollars and you want to take them out of the country, you're not allowed to. You know, years ago, there was a story about how the government had dogs on the ferry going over to Uruguay, and the dogs were trained to sniff dollars. And they were going around sniffing people's suitcases because people were trying to get their dollars out of the country and to a safe place. So the country is very much dollarized if you could create confidence that people could hold the dollar, save in the dollar, and spend in the dollar, and then move their dollars when they want, where they want. And that's why I put that number in there, because many critics of dollarization say there are not enough dollars. There's a dollar shortage on the part of the government to dollarize. And the proponents of dollarization say, yeah, there are a lot of dollars. People have dollars, and they will bring them back to the country if they feel confident that they will be safe. And that's the big one of the big tests for Javier Milei.
The official rate you're reporting is 350 pesos per dollar. The unofficial rate, the black market, is 1,000. And there's the suggestion this would take place over time, Mary. How much time? Years? Months? To convert?
Well, one of the most difficult things about dollarization is the unknown about what the rate will be. So, you know, if you have a conversion rate where it takes, 1,000 pesos to buy $1, that gives you a certain confidence in how much money you're going to have at the end. But because there are exchange controls and capital controls, nobody really knows what would happen. So the way that it works is that the government chooses the date to dollarize. And on that date, the accounts and holdings and savings and all the liabilities and assets are going to be priced in dollars. But between the moment that they announce their dollarizing and they do that, they lift the capital controls and they lift the exchange controls and they let the peso float and let it find its market value. Now, there's quite a bit of dispute about where that market value would be. But if, for example, if it goes to, say, 3,000 and it takes 3,000 pesos to buy $1, then you start off with a much, you know, personally, individuals start off much weaker dollar position than if it's at 550 or something like that. So there's a lot of debate about where the peso would go in the period when it is allowed to float so that they can find the market rate and set it. And that, I mean, that is potentially like a 30-day period. I've noticed that the peso has strengthened since Javier Milei said that he wouldn't dollarize immediately. And I think what's going on there is that he's not in office yet. He'll be inaugurated on December 10th. But on that day, he has to present a credible plan, a very credible plan about how he's going to get control of spending and how he's going to deal with some of these debt issues, particularly a short-term debt issue related to the banks, where the banks have bought a lot of government 30-day debt. And he has to present a credible plan there. And then they have to see if they can make that work. He's got a Congress. He's got Peronists in the Congress. They got a lot of people who are going to try to stop him from making cuts in spending and so forth. So there are a lot of unknowns there. And until they figure out the market can sort of be confident about what the peso rate is going to be, those unknowns will remain.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, of the new president in the Americas, Milei. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.